7104, about that call, the 911 message, I just picked up one older white gentleman who shook hands with another older white gentleman. They're both pretty tall. One of them stayed at a bar, 60th and Gleason, and the other one is on my bus. I'm not sure if it's the same situation because they were at a bar, but the description kind of matches. I haven't asked for names or anything like that.
Okay. So, the one is approximately 64, 168 pounds and 6'2". Is that correct?
Yeah, I would say he had white hair. I would say he was the one that was left, went back into the bar at Gleason in 60th. The other one, the younger one, is on my bus. He's like pretty tall, 5'8", 6 feet.
Okay, so that one that I just described is not on your bus, correct? It's the other one, the 57-year-old, T12, 5'8". Usually wears khakis. Is he wearing khaki jacket with the military embroidery?
No, he's wearing a blue jacket with a Bronco baseball cap. But that's what I'm saying. Like I said, clothing unknown. I'm not sure if this is the same situation because they're separated. One's at a bar. They could just be two gentlemen doing their regular thing. But they're both tall, both white, both older. And he got on the bus and put his hood on.
Okay, copy that. Now, you said it was Gleason that that one got on, correct? Because that's a little ways away from the location. It says Harold and 122.
Yep, 60th and Gleason. I'm not sure where they got on at 122. If they were taking any other bus that crosses the line.
All right, copy that. Yeah, we'll definitely get past that information along. Thanks for the heads up on that. Yeah, thank you.
No problem. Again, I'm not sure if that's it, but since the clothing wasn't a thing, this guy's wearing a Broncos hat and he put a hood on it as he got on the bus, so I don't know if that just seems heidi.
Nope, yep, that makes perfect sense. So, you have a great day. Thanks for letting me know.
You too.
Thank you. At 21:35.